The following will contain spoilers and expletive language. Watch Movie Do podcast is a show that features a collective of friends and colleagues that have become so conceited that they record themselves watching movies. You, the unwashed masses, are required to listen with massive fervor and a grand sense of self. Hilarity will ensue and tempers will flare. Well, hopefully the first part.
Anyways, welcome. Hello and welcome. Welcome and hello to another edition of Watch Movie Do Podcast.
Welcome.
We are continuing our series of Black Superhero Appreciation Month here in March. I hope I got that out right. We previously watched Steel. Today we are continuing in that vein. I won't spoil it. I'll tell you in a minute. Our guest today is Hannah again. Including, that's your name, Hannah again.
Hannah again.
Joining us again with Derwin, Pat, Valerie, and me.
Hello!
Dick.
Hi. I just thought I'd just glaze over that. You probably listened to the first one. If you haven't, go listen to it.
Hey. It's really good.
The Steel was so... You'll find out. So, we really want to continue in this great appreciation for superheroes of the African-American persuasion. And so tonight, we are going by a great comic book superhero classic, Todd McFarlane's Spawn.
Cool.
It's, words can't really describe this movie.
It's scorching.
Yeah, it's definitely too hot to handle.
Yeah, and it's too cold to hold.
All the men have seen this, none of the women have seen it. John Leguizamo is the only star in the whole movie.
Yay, John Leguizamo!
Michael J. White!
Rodriguez!
So, without further ado, here's some scenes of us suffering through Spawn. I forgot how, like, long and quick it is in the beginning. You really gotta pay attention.
Long and quick.
You gotta take notes.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on right now, to be quite honest.
They just threw a whole bunch
Something
of terms at you.
Something about the devil wants to bring down heaven.
And then I saw a white guy, and then I saw a black guy, and Satan.
Oh, gun!
This is such a 90s movie. It's not the size of the rocket, it's how you propel it.
It's true.
That was a penis joke.
No, it was a rocket joke.
Oh.
It was a pocket rocket joke.
I gotta tell you.
His first build! John Leguizamo's first build!
Yeah, because he's the only celebrity.
But Michael J. White's the type of character.
No!
Martin Sheen!
Doesn't matter. It's John Leguizamo's as the star. Everybody's favorite character wasn't Spawn, at least it wasn't my favorite. It was the clown.
There's a clown in this movie.
Oh, yeah. It's John Leguizamo.
Really?
It's a clown from hell.
There's a big-ass clown.
From hell.
John
Why
Leguizamo's.
Am I sitting through this? What is this?
Well, that looked like Human Centipede in the fire there.
Honestly, these graphics look worse than watching Babylon 5 from the 90s. Like,
this is awful.
Very 90s,
it looks,
though.
Well, it is.
Wow, this movie, Michael J. White got... Wait, his last name is White?
Michael Jai White.
Jai White.
You know, that happens to black people all the time.
Why is his last name White?
Why not?
It's like they can't let a black guy just be black. They have to make him white somehow.
Think of all the people named Brown who are white.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Because they can get a tan.
Yeah,
you can't get a backwards tan as a color person.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Unless you're Michael Jackson.
Yeah, you can bleach.
Or you're me.
But this is how sad this movie is. Michael got a Blockbuster Entertainment Award nominee for Favorite Male Newcomer. He didn't even win! He was just a nominee!
Yeah.
For a Blockbuster Award of Best Newcomer.
Nominee!
So he's not even the best newcomer.
Why are you so upset about this?
Yeah.
There have to be winners and losers. Yeah. Like,
and guess
who won the award?
Yeah, look that up.
Yeah, let's find out who won the award.
It doesn't list that.
Well, look it up.
Then why is he so riled up? Let's see who won here.
A6 headquarters.
The winner for that year for the Blockbuster's Favorite Male Newcomer went to Howard Stern for Private Parts.
Oh.
Oh, cool.
A newcomer, though?
Yeah, because he had never
acted
in a movie.
That was his first movie.
He never acted in a movie.
No, I don't give a shit. As much as I love Howard Stern, no.
Aww.
Vision. Wait, so he's literally going to hell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he killed people. He's going to hell.
So? Maybe they deserved it.
Nope. It's murder.
I love how there's no judgment.
And he didn't get He didn't get to.
Yeah.
He didn't get to atone for his sins either. Yeah. He just gets to die.
Well, back to the soundtrack. They took two separate artists and had them do remixes of their own songs. They took like Manson and then had some, you know, techno industrial electronica artists of the 90s remix songs with the artists, I guess. So there's two artists accredited to the remix for all the songs.
You're welcome to join us.
And they all pretty much suck.
Why do you say John Leguizamos?
Because that's how I say his name.
Okay.
And he says Groundhog's Day.
Groundhoggery's Day.
It's Groundhog Day.
Groundhog's Day.
No, it's Groundhog Day.
They say it in the...
Well, the movie's called Groundhog Day.
But the guys on the radio say, it's Groundhog Day.
It's okay.
Day.
It's okay. You add S's to things that don't
matter. No, I'm saying that it's the possession of the groundhog.
Whoa, child, please.
It's the Groundhog Possessions Day. Groundhog's Day.
But it's moot because the movie's called Groundhog Day.
Why do we have to do this?
Yeah, we just saw this!
We just saw this.
Oh, okay, they're going to show what happened. Okay, here we go. That's awful looking. That looks like an old PS1 Whoa. Game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
He's supposed to lead an army.
Yeah.
Why?
Because the devil needs an army to take down heaven itself.
Okay, but...
Because he knows all these tactical bullshit.
Yeah,
things.
Because Al Simmons is a master killer. And so the devil said, you will get to see your wife again as long as you agree to lead my army.
Yeah, why was he performing with the kids if he was supposed to...
Because he knew where...
He knew you would go there.
Yeah.
But why didn't he just meet him at the castle or whatever?
He did. He did that too.
Did he?
Yep.
He didn't meet him there, he just saw him.
Yeah, he just saw him there.
Well, why didn't he stop him from leaving...
I don't know, that's partly why this movie's so terrible.
What's going on, Pat?
I don't understand
what's going on, Pat.
At this point in the 90s, Spawn was so hot.
Yeah, it was a very popular comic
book.
They were
probably just so in a hurry to produce something to make a marketing off of it.
That might be true. I do remember the comic.
And they probably thought, we don't have any stars in this movie. All we got was John Leguizamos. We have to get somebody else.
Somebody recognizable. Martin Sheen. Okay,
the kids will know Martin Sheen, of course.
It costs $40 million.
Oh, jeez.
This is really awful, Pat.
I told this movie's so bad!
No, it's really horrible, Pat.
Whose idea was this?
It was Dick Gurdis's, right?
I agree, though.
I suggested it because weren't we trying to get the worst possible movies to do?
To get
with black people in them?
Hey, your word's not mine. It's just ridiculous because they make the devil sound like some... Cheap Dr. Claw bad guy, like I employ
just
these...
any generic bad guy.
It's like I'm trying to rule the world, but how could I do it with these incompetent underlings? Why do I still employ them? Oh well, tradition, I suppose. Like, it's the devil. Shouldn't he be on top of his game?
What?
Very
what
good.
Doctor would agree to do this surgery? Like
an A6 doctor.
A6 protocols.
It's like, I know I took the Hippocratic Oath, but let's just create a walking time bomb.
He took the A6 oath.
Like, what happens if he just has a heart attack naturally and dies?
Yeah, we're all doomed.
Okay, I'm gonna call bullcrap on that because he said he's gonna email all that data. Back in the 90s, you couldn't email file sizes that large.
Yeah,
He downloaded it from a disk.
Yeah, you couldn't. You can't email something that big in the 90s.
This is the alternate reality of A6.
Oh, right.
Technology.
That's right, yeah. A6 computers can do that.
Right. So why was this character there to begin with?
To enlighten Spawn slightly.
Wait, did he have a name?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, Eduardo.
But he's the narrator.
Yes, he's the narrator.
Well, then, is he gonna do that anymore?
No, then Spawn takes over.
I'm seriously gonna have, like, a seizure trying to figure this out.
There's a devil.
Hey, he looks
this
like
looks
you,
awful.
He's got a red beard.
And with his power...
What the hell?
He's going to zap all the crappier spawns and kill them all. again. Really? With one guy, all of it, like, who, he has the same power as the rest of them. But
what,
he's going to stop
them.
That
why did the devil give him that power? Yeah.
No, because it's coming from his mind.
Yeah, because he is
because he has love in his heart.
He is their leader.
He has love.
He has love.
He loves his wife.
He has a locket in his heart.
Oh, Batman ripoff.
So what does he do now? Like, he just...
He roams.
You're looking at it.
He's like Batman.
You're looking at it.
He roams the earth, righting wrongs.
What?
That's what he does all day.
He sits on top of crosses with giant capes.
Is it wrong that his cape looks like a giant vagina to me?
That's okay.
Oh, I'm very disappointed in ILM.
Yeah, it's quite bad.
You're disappointed in what?
ILM.
Industrial Light and Magic.
Oh, right.
George Lucas's. Special effects company.
Oh.
They definitely phoned this movie in.
They phoned it in.
The only thing they did right was the practical outfit during the non-CGI scenes.
This was only, 2 years before Phantom Menace?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how many years after Jurassic Park?
Three or four.
Like,
and you still, and they couldn't put together a decent visual effects?
Because it wasn't...
I seriously think it's these true. Sideways credits are the best part of the movie.
It's really weird.
It's like, it's pretty cool. All right, Pat, give us a summarization of Spawn.
Okay. Get this. An A6 employee gets a heart implant.
Very good.
That was too easy.
No, you took the easier way out.
That was the easy way out.
You took the easier way out.
Not true.
An ancient warrior finds redemption.
Does he really?
He retires.
It wasn't really redemption.
A young homeless boy finds a friend.
That's true.
Or gets a dog.
Or sees a clown.
So I guess I'll just go with that Spawn summary.
You're going to allow it?
I'll allow it.
Okay.
Really?
You will allow the Pat McGrath?
Till
version?
Death do you part?
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Till Spawn do you part?
Let's go with Hannah. What does Hannah think of the movie?
Why am I sitting through these things? Because... or better yet, how do you find these things?
These are really, really heavily publicized movies when they came out.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember Spawn.
All of them. All of these.
It was supposed to be like a big budget movie.
I was 7 when this came out. Mm-hmm. Like, this was not on my radar.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad.
I was...
That's okay.
I don't think it was...
I was, 14? So that was prime time.
Right, me too.
Prime time for a young boy to be watching Spawn the movie.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't... I thoroughly enjoyed the experience of talking through it, and I hated the clown.
So, Pat, what do you think of Spawn?
It gets worse every time I see it.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it does!
And this time, I was... The only thing good I found out about was Al talking with his daughter in the school gymnasium thing for that really brief second. Mm. It's actually really touching.
Yeah.
And then it's thoroughly and quickly just brushed out of the way with
the clowny clown.
With clown in the cheerleader outfit cheering and falling through the ground and then falling through that and falling into hell. So it's not the movie's intention to actually really touch you at all.
Yeah, because he didn't really give a shit about his kid in the end. I've got nothing to live for now.
Only one! And his daughter's within earshot.
Yeah, like, oh, my dad don't give a shit about me.
Right. Meanwhile, I'm tied up with this guy. Yeah.
It really is a black people movie.
So,
Should I take that out?
No, she said it. It's okay.
Okay. She says it.
If I say it, it's racist. She can say it all she wants.
You don't know. The audience may think you're black. Remember, I was Chinese last time, apparently.
No, yeah. No one thinks that I'm black.
There are pictures of us on the website.
Makeup.
No one thinks that I'm black.
That's what a black person sounds like.
Well, they certainly don't sound like this guy. Hi.
Oh, they could, though. Yeah.
Only one man sounded like that. That's Urkel, all right? Nobody else.
I thought you sounded like John Leguizamo.
Well,
hey,
and he's
Jaleel
he's
White.
Latino.
His last name was White too.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's so racist.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I was gonna ask if I should make another awkward black people joke. It's the difference between a large pizza and a, you know, black man.
Oh yeah, I've heard this one.
Oh yeah. The black black man can't feed a family of four.
Oh, oy,
oy. That
was bad. Continue.
Oy, oy. That reminds me of the one about the aspirin, but I'm not going to say that.
No, now I want to know.
May as well.
I don't want to hear it.
Why are aspirin always white?
Why are aspirin always white?
Because they work.
Oh, that was funny. Oh, black people.
Yeah, you need to edit those out.
Mine wasn't a race specific.
Yeah, it is.
It was a bash
on.
No. It was a bash on every other race other than white.
Yellow.
Every other color.
Be red
or brown
or blue.
Every other color, but
white. Be the Green Ranger.
I love the Green Ranger. Don't
there are
you
just
joke
as many
about
white
that.
Bums than there are black.
I know. That's why there's a whole white trash. I mean, there's a whole group.
Yeah,
of
exactly.
Them.
At least white trash.
Rednecks. All right,
that's good.
So, Pat, what else did you think? You're done.
And
you're done.
And I like the movie for introducing us to Michael J. White. He's no master thespian, but.
He's great. What are you talking about? But, you just give him a decent role. He can he can tear it up. But this is fucking awful.
You know he's angry.
What else is he in?
I don't know, but he can act. I know he can act.
He's in The Dark Knight. He has a small part in that.
And
Black Dynamite. Yeah, he's like one of the criminal guys.
Yeah, he's Gamble.
Gamble.
And bless him.
Oh, that's right. That was him. Yeah.
Which is why it's so cool and funny when he says, "Enough with the clown."
Oh, remember nice.
That? Enough with the clown.
Oh, that was him.
That's
him.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see it now.
Exactly.
He's in the Mortal Kombat reboot thing on
as Jax.
YouTube. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I was a bit disturbed that I didn't see him in much of anything.
Disturbed?
After the movie came out. And now he's in more stuff. Now he's in more action movies. Great. Cool. Good. Fine.
Would you see him in a remake of this?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, remake of Spawn.
Of course, I wouldn't mind seeing a decent version of it.
Yeah, a well-made one. Yeah. They're still making Spawn comic books. They're still being written and produced.
Oh, I thought it was done.
No,
I'm out of it.
Yeah,
there's tons of material.
Yeah, there's lots. There's years of material.
Yeah.
I just read one last month, partially to brush up for this, just to find out what was going on. Because,
how studious you are.
Because I've never, ever read a Spawn comic book before. Ever.
Really?
Until now. Because I saw part of an episode of the animated series, and I thought, oh, I get it. But I didn't know where the story went. So in the comic book, Al Simmons, yes, had been Spawn. Apparently, there's a new Spawn also, or like a second one, where all the countries on Earth have allied themselves either with heaven or hell.
Yeah.
In this war, so some of the countries are paying to manufacture their own Spawns to defend themselves against whatever hell or heaven is going to throw. So, right now in Spawn, Al Simmons is nowhere to be found, but there's another sort of special ops killer guy who also was tricked into giving up his soul to become the ruler of Hells, whatever. So, the sort of thing happens a lot, and it's all part of a grand plan of other things that are still going on. That's interesting, and there's plenty of material to go around, and it could be done again and further.
I didn't think it would, but the CGI really took me out of it. Like, I just couldn't take it seriously.
Yeah.
Because, like, things like... Movies like The Crow and Dark City came out around the same time, and that was the same type of tone. And they couldn't have done, like, a practical effect movie like that. They couldn't have, like...
Yeah.
Put together, like, a puppet that looked like those things.
Mm-hmm.
It just looked like a bad PS1 game.
Yeah, it really did.
It took me so much out of it, and I couldn't take it seriously from that point.
Like, the Mobalja, whatever, devil character. Like, it's like the main outline of the character was whatever, but then whatever the texture mapping that they put on it, it's like they didn't lay it properly, so the dimensions, like the depth of his face and his body just looked like one texture.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
made him really look one dimensional, and it was really awful.
I guess we're spoiled nowadays, because, I mean, most every movie has decent effects.
Right.
But it was... they could have just done it all, most of it practically, and it would have made a much better movie, I think.
Yeah.
We have a Typing of the Dead video game.
That looks like...
And when you're... It looks good at the end. It looks just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just kept wanting to type.
I just kept wanting to type.
So. Yeah, that's from the Dreamcast. So that's around the same time as the PS1, PS2.
I don't think the acting was all that horrible.
What? When Martin Sheen was terrible, it was like,
I'm talking about Michael Jai White and
John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo is fine in it. I mean, like, he was told.
Yeah, he was.
For what the character was supposed to be, it was fine.
Yeah, I
guess Martin Sheen was, like, the only odd man out. But it was. I think that has to do with the directing more than the actual.
Yeah.
Because the director's sitting there watching him do this. Like, maybe you should tone down that stupid voice.
Right.
Or maybe he was intimidated because it was Martin Sheen.
Right. Then he shouldn't have been in the movie.
I can't direct this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much.
That's all I have to say about that.
What do you think, Valerie?
I did not like it.
Really? Can you expand upon that?
I think that's all you need, really.
Yeah. I didn't like any of it. I didn't care about the character. I didn't care about his family, except for the little girl.
Why didn't you care about the family? It's a family who's married.
It's a family film.
You didn't even get to see them interact and, like, love each other, each other. Like,
yeah. It was really rushed in the beginning.
We never see them together.
We don't have any empathy for the
family. Wanda's like, make sure you come home. And then the white guy who stole her was like, oh, I will.
That would be more interesting
to see that whole thing. We never see them together, right?
Well, I say that the movie...
Did you say what you... Okay, there you go.
The movie, over the years have not been kind to this movie. I think in the 90s, I was like, wow. And then in the 2000s, I was like, and now it's like, forget it, it's garbage. It does not hold up at all. Not even in the tiniest bit. Even John Leguizamo's funny acting.
Samos again.
That's his name, John Leguizamonos. His funny acting does not save this movie.
Yeah, it harms it most of the time, actually, now.
I only give him props for squatting the whole movie.
Right.
God, he must have powerful thighs.
So I would say big thumbs down. I don't like it.
You lied.
But you can't do that because it's not whatever round it's supposed to be.
Well, no, I'm just saying that's my personal opinion.
As far as personal goes.
My personal opinion is it gets an F.
Yeah.
How was this received, like, in 97?
It was popular.
Yeah. Enough that New Line, when DVDs were, like, still fresh concept, gave it a special edition platinum release.
Yep.
As the first one?
Yeah. One of the first.
As one of the very first DVDs that they put out.
Yeah, they were really pushing it.
That's embarrassing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, as an adult, I realize that if a studio pushes a movie hard, it's probably garbage.
Okay, now lightning round.
Even though it's raining outside.
It is raining outside.
All the more.
Ah! Is it really raining outside?
Yeah.
It's supposed to rain early, though. I'm excited.
I'm going to start with Pat. Lightning, no lightning.
No lightning bolt!
What? Whoa. I'm disappointed in you, Pat.
No, good for you, Pat.
I'm disappointed.
What do you give it, Derwin?
I give it a zero.
No lightning bolts, that's two no lightning bolts, Valerie.
Zero lightning bolt.
Oh, zero lightning bolt, it's up to me. Am I going to change it?
Not even a good bad movie.
I know, it just leaves you empty. like drinking Perrier. I give this a no lightning bolt as well.
How That's many clowns four. Do you give it?
No
lightning bolt.
No, she can get whatever she wants. How many clowns? How many spiky chain belts?
No, none of that.
How many spaz dogs?
No. I give it no farts from the violator.
No violator farts
from the violator.
No green farts.
Not even one.
Not even one. Not even a little toot.
Not even twins.
Not even twins. No farts from the violator.
So there you have it. That is not a recommendation from Watch Movie Do Podcast.
If you're walking through Walmart and you're looking at the $5 bin and you say, hey, look, there's Spawn on Blu-ray for $5.
Pay $5 to keep it there.
Yeah. Do not give in.
Even if it's on Blu-ray?
Even if Especially. It's on Blu-ray.
What if they have like
You
want to
see that on Blu-ray?
Ha ha! That's a soundbite. That's a soundbite for
I want to see it on Blu-ray.
Like, don't, like, just keep walking.
Yeah. Your birthday. Yeah. It's all yours.
Like, seriously, people, fight the urge. Don't watch this movie. That's zero lightning bolts out of four and zero farts, green farts from the violator.
And these right. guys like bad movies.
True.
I would rather watch Steel again than Me too. Watch Spawn.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Wait, what? Let me reevaluate. What happened in that movie? Remind me what nothing. Happened in that movie again.
Shaq was adorable.
A whole lot of nothing.
Oh, yeah, wait, it was Shaq. Okay, so I watched it again.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't Shaq smile?
Yeah.
Okay, you've said it. We're going to watch rewatch Steel.
No, we're not.
Thanks, Hannah.
For the next podcast, yeah.
Let's do it.
Thank you for listening. Subscribe, like us, comment, and stay tuned for the third episode of March Black Superhero History Month.